Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we had an incredibly happy time on Friday. Our best show yet. If you missed it, you definitely missed a good one. So please come out and join us. We're going to be back there on Friday, not October 13th. So we're going to be back there on Friday, October 11th. All right? And we're going to have a lot of fun then, too. So mark your calendar now. Really, people make friends. They wind up having great conversations. The bar is open, and everybody just has a blast. Talk about having a really happy four-hour escape. And even longer, because then everybody went down to Hemingway's and had drinks and dinner, and I got to chat with more people down there. We watched the Eagles game together. It was a lot of fun. So please, mark your calendar, Friday, October 11th, and we might even do a little bit of a Halloween theme as well. All right, as we continue along, I'm curious, I'd love to get your take on if Donald Trump asked you for one piece of advice going to the debate tomorrow night. You're helping me, too, because I'm going to get asked about this tomorrow on Fox News, and I want to be able to have a good answer. So what piece of advice would you give him? And also, too, what do you think Kamala Harris's strategy is going to be going into this debate tomorrow night? What do you think her strategy will be if you had to guess? All right. 855-839-1210. But I want to thank the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It is my happy place. And they have a code for you. Use promo code Zeoli to get 25% off midweek stays. No minimum required. From now until quite some time. Promo code Zeoli. Z-E-O-L-I. All right? It's just for you. It's for fans of the show at the Grand Hotel. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right. Let's see here now. We got Bill in South Jersey. Bill, what would you like to hear the former president say tomorrow night? What piece of advice we got for him? Got me, Bill?
Okay. The hot button. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I think we lost Bill, try to call back. I think there's a connection problem there. Vinny's in Delco. Vinny.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
All right, Vinny.
I think Trump, President Trump, should say, you and Biden, along with your gaggle of comrades, have said that I'm a threat to democracy. But I received millions of votes to win the nomination to run for president. President Biden won millions of votes to run for president. And you received zero votes to have the privilege of running for president. Should that be the new definition of democracy? Or are you the real threat to democracy? That's what he should say to her.
You know, you're talking about what we call a process argument. Do most voters care how she got there, you think?
Well, it's democracy, Rich. It's not about... they probably don't on their side, but I know you would. I know
I would, but I also am not one of the undecided voters you got to reach, right? I mean, I'm voting for Trump. But if somebody doesn't really know the difference, does that move the needle for them that Kamala Harris didn't get any votes in the primary and now she's a Democrat nominee? Do they care?
It may not, but yeah. To all of the, smart people out there who believe in democracy, maybe it means something to them. I don't know, but I know it doesn't mean something to 33% of the Democrat Party, because they're just going to vote no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I do think that to the point, your point about how she got there, I certainly think it's valid to point out that she helped cover up for Joe Biden and his cognitive decline. And she did, right? She absolutely did. And also the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, which she was part of, and she said she was the last person in the room, the border situation. She's been involved in all these things, all of these things.
They just always, like, put this big accusation out there that Trump's a threat to democracy, but they never point where's the threat. I see this as a threat that you're able to take a nomination without any democratic way. You're just getting appointed. That's not democracy. That's an appointment.
Vinny, thanks, buddy. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Levittown. Joe, your thoughts.
Hey, Rich. How are you doing today? What I would tell President Trump is to stay calm. Don't be drawn into personal attacks. I think where the needle can really be moved is probably to a great extent with female voters who might be on the fence because of their perception of Trump, of him being this angry, sort of lashing out, guy who's not presidential, who's not, fit for the office. The worst thing he could do is to start, personally attacking her if he simply sticks to the record in terms of both her record prior to the Biden administration and the Biden administration record. I think he could score some points, look very presidential, and bring it back to the issues.
So what about the argument that people would say you gotta attack her. You gotta go hard. You gotta go strong. You can't let her walk away a likable person.
Well, I think you can attack her on the issues and basically tie the Achilles heel that she has here is the record. Mm-hmm. and she's clearly misrepresenting her intentions once she would get in office. And I think Bernie Sanders just recently stated that as well. It's like, well, she's saying what she has to say. They want to be elected. If you can tie her back to, to her record in California, to her record in the Senate, which when you're the most liberal senator with the most liberal voting record in the Senate with a Bernie Sanders in there, I mean, that's so far out of the mainstream, that this needs to be brought back home to people. And also the concept that, hey, if you elect me, I'm going to make all these sweeping changes. Well, you're essentially the incumbent. So it's a completely false, paradigm. So I think you're going to attack her on legitimate grounds in terms of record and in terms of ideology. But if you start getting into, calling her dumb or sniping, that particularly when you're dealing with, a male on the stage with a female, that can look really bad. So, keep it to the issues and attack her there and call her out on it, make her look bad. I think that's the path.
Joe, thanks, buddy. I've heard a lot about that today. It's been a consistent theme. No name calling. I've heard that now from a number of callers. Do you agree or do you disagree? Let me know. 855-839-1210. Here's the point. Here's what Bernie Sanders was saying. I think this is a great opening for Trump tomorrow night to point out that even Bernie Sanders is saying that you are a progressive and that everything you're saying right now is not true. You are going to go back to your far left ways. Because in that New York Times Siena College poll, the advantage for Trump going into this tomorrow night is that when you look at the breakdown of how those voters think, and again, I don't take national polls in terms of the head-to-head matchup. I don't put any stock in that, so just push that away. Oh, by the way, some sad breaking news. James Earl Jones passed away, 93 years old. Legendary actor James Earl Jones passed away. Of course, obviously, Darth Vader, among other notable roles. The Hunt for Red October, he was in the Tom Clancy movies. He was phenomenal. Legendary actor, coming to America. I mean, go on and on. Feel the Dreams, you can just go on and on. But James Earl Jones passed away. I just wanted to share that sad news with you. And his voice, boy, epic, right? Epic, absolutely epic. But Trump can point out the fact that Kamala Harris, because the voters in that New York Times Siena College poll said they think Trump is the centrist. They view him as the more centrist candidate, which means that they view Kamala Harris as the extremist. That he should go with that. That's an opening for him, and he could keep pushing that down. And then Bernie Sanders goes on Meet the Press yesterday and says this, and then that doesn't help Kamala Harris in any way, shape, or form. Bernie's basically saying Kamala Harris is it's a fugazi. She's completely fooling you with how she stands on things, and she really is a progressive kook, and she's just saying what she has to say to get elected. Cut one.
Describe Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
She is saying whatever she has to say. She is, it's a fugazi. She isn't, doesn't mean anything. And there's an opening there for that, which is that when, if, okay, the other factor is, of course, you're dealing with ABC News. So they may not ask her questions to defend her past statements on things. But if they do, I think there's the opportunity for Trump to turn around and say, you know, even Bernie Sanders says you're progressive and you're saying what you have to say to get elected right now. So let's focus on the years that you said the opposite of this. The years and years that you pushed these policies. It was decades that you pushed these left-wing policies. Because obviously the American voters are looking for somebody who's going to govern, I don't want to say from the center, but somebody who's much more of a centrist in their thinking and less of an ideologue. And if they think of her as an ideologue, she loses. Joe's in Columbus. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. I think Trump has to try something we have yet to see from his personality. And that's, he has to show a little bit of empathy. Yeah, he's got to bring out Kamala's or this administration's failures, would let up to them, would develop them. But I think at some point he's got to look into the camera and say, folks, you know, I feel sorry. This did not have to happen. There is no way this should have happened, and it should not have happened. And he's got to feel our pain, and he's got to show that, a little bit of that human side. He showed every other side of him, you know, the aggressive side, the effective side, the attack side. Show the soft side just a little bit. Feel our pain. He said he's fighting for us, so feel the pain we're feeling from the counterpunches.
Give me an example of what he should say. Give me an actual line.
You got to look at Kamala and say, you know, Kamala, these people are spending money that they're not even making now, and it's coming out of them in all shapes and forms: the fuel prices, the gas, the heating of your house, mm-hmm. the grocery prices, everything. College tuition has gone up, Kamala, because of the $10,000 forgiveness. They're going to go up $10,000. You don't feel these people's pain. Look in the camera and say, guys, this is horrible. I feel it for you. This did not have to happen.
Yeah, look, there's a great point to be made there. Joe, thanks for the call. Good seeing you Friday night at the Grand Hotel, by the way. Thanks for coming. Okay. There's another point to that, too, to Joe's point, which is that if you say these things are happening and it's your administration's fault that these things are happening, your administration's fault, now you're attacking her without attacking her personally. You can say that, and you should say that. It's your administration's fault that people are struggling to pay for food prices. It's your administration's fault that people are having such a hard time out there. And then every time she turns around and says what she wants to do, you turn around and say, then why hasn't your administration done it? I would say your administration. I would use that phrase, your administration. I wouldn't say the Biden-Harris administration. I would say your administration. What's she going to do? Turn around and say, it's not really my administration? So, and then now you're hitting her without hitting her personally. Because the theme today from a lot of the calls has been, don't attack her personally. Okay, well, there's a great way to do it. Just make it about your, well, it's because of your administration, your progressive ideals. It's because of your progressive vision that we are in this position that we're in today. And directly blame, put the blame right at Kamala Harris's feet. So I wonder if you even call her Vice President Harris. Listen, Vice President Harris, this is your administration. You guys did this. Sterling's in Philadelphia. Sterling, your thoughts on the debate tomorrow.
Hey, how are you there, Rich? I was thinking that Donald Trump should focus on, in addition to some of the good things that so many of your callers have suggested, I was thinking that Donald Trump should focus on putting forth his policies, speaking forth on his record. That way there will be two people on stage talking all about Donald Trump tomorrow.
Say that last part again, because your blinker is distracting me. You got to turn?
Oh, wait. There it is. Okay.
All right.
Sorry about that. I was saying that Donald Trump should focus on expressing his policies and giving a little explanation to his policies and stuff. That way there will be two people on stage tomorrow focused on Donald Trump. But one will be just focusing on everything that she perceives as negative about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump will have a chance to explain himself in a positive light, in which case, and his record, which is pretty positive for the United States. So I was thinking he should just focus on his policy and stuff for the most part.
Sterling, thank you. Appreciate the call very much. 855-839-1210. You know, the other question, too, I wonder is, I wonder what her strategy is going to be going into this tomorrow night. My sense of it is that they are sitting around the war room in the Kamala Harris debate prep in Pittsburgh, where apparently she has not left the room, watching video after video with her eyes taped open like a clockwork orange as they just keep lubricating her eyes, watching video after video of Trump's past debates. My guess is the whole goal is to try to figure out how they can in some way, shape, or form make Trump to be an unlikable, mean guy. That's what I'm guessing is going to be their strategy. And can't come after him in policies. It'll be that and abortion. You know, that and abortion. America will be it's a giant handmaid's tale. That's my sense of what the strategy is going to be for them tomorrow, I would guess. Terry's in Morristown, New Jersey. Terry, your thoughts on the debate?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, my thought is I think he should constantly call her vice president, reminding the people that she's been in office for the last 3.5 years with Joe and not doing a thing. And we do not want more of that, the same.
It's an interesting strategy, right? You call her Vice President Harris and you think it would be elevating her, but it's actually not. It's reminding people that she is the incumbent, reminding people that she is part of this administration.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think that maybe we may be onto something here, Terry. Thank you for calling from.
Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Craig is in Norristown. Craig, your thoughts.
Number one, I really am glad that you're back and in good voice. I hope your vacation was great.
Thank you. I've been back for a week, though.
I suggest to him that he get Kamala to talk as much as possible, perhaps even yielding some seconds of his own time, and then respond very respectfully in a succinct rebuttal to Madam Vice President. And on your second point, I agree with your guess. They will try to get him to appear to be an attack dog or whatever, reinforcing their claims that he's headed for a dictatorship.
That is exactly what their strategy is going to be. And I don't think it works. I don't think people buy it. I really don't. I don't think they buy it at all. But they are certainly going to come after him on the abortion stuff, no doubt about it. And he should turn around and say, I've said it. I'm going to say it again. This is a states' rights issue. There will be no federal abortion ban if I'm president, period. Move on to the economy. You know, that's what I think you got to do with that. Craig, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I was looking on Twitter to see if there are any good tweets. But apparently the Zioli army is having an entire debate about sauce versus gravy and browning meatballs versus frying them. So there's nothing that's actually coming out here. But I am getting very hungry looking at meatballs. I'm telling you, Amy has been browning meatballs, and they look fantastic and delicious, and I'm starving, and I haven't had lunch, and DeSantis, I don't know what to say right now.
I don't know, but I want a meatball real bad now.
Yeah. Blank says, please address the lying Kamala ad just played on your station. I don't know, I tuned out for it. I don't even know which one it was. Which one? They're all lying ads. I don't know. Which one was it? I don't really usually listen. I tend to take my headphones off so my ears don't get shattered during the breaks. But we have to play those. You know, it's federal law. You can't say no to ads. But anyway, let's see. Susie Cool sent a note. She said, Rich, here's what he needs to do. I almost called. One of these days I'll surprise you, but he needs to take a page out of Bill Clinton's debate playbook and say every time she attacks him, he needs to say, every time you attack me, that doesn't help the family that can't afford groceries for their kids. Every time you attack me, that doesn't help the family whose child died from a fentanyl overdose because of your open border. Your open border czar, Kamala Harris, and on and on. It's always a very good point, too. I think, you know, that's the it's been a theme of his, which is that he's fighting for you and they're standing, you know, they're coming after him. They're coming after you, but he's just standing in the way. I think Trump the fighter has always been a consistent theme. I remember this back in 2016. I remember when the talk was about evangelical voters and, you know, you had all these prognosticators on TV saying, well, evangelicals will never vote for a man who's been married three times and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes, they will, because they know that he's going to fight for them and fight for their ability to live their life with religious liberty and not have somebody say it has to be confined to an hour in church once a week. And he won the evangelical vote. So I think the theme of Trump always being a fighter is a good one. So good thought, Susie. I think that's excellent. By the way, Alan Dershowitz has officially left the Democrat Party. DeSantis, are we getting him on or what?
I don't know. I messaged him this morning and I haven't heard back yet. He usually does respond, so I assume he'll be on at some point this week.
He's officially left the Democrat Party. He's out. Because he says they hate Jews, right? Basically, I mean, that's kind of paraphrasing, but that's basically it, right?
Yeah, he said they had an anti-Semite problem.
It's a big anti-Semite problem. No doubt about that.
There's a lot of big names now. I mean, you've got Dershowitz, you've got Tulsi, obviously, you have RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm. You know who
Elon
I wish
Musk,
would...
how could you forget about him?
Elon Musk.
Bill Ackerman, he was a big-time Dem donor, and now he's contributing to the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm. You know who I wish would leave the Democrat Party, but also leave the planet Earth, and that's Bill de Blasio.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Very disturbing video.
Well, I hate him, but I also hate Michael Pelka for sending me the video. I don't know which one I hate more, but there's this disgusting video of Bill de Blasio looking angry as he sprinkles coconut on top of his pizza. How is the man ever the mayor of New York City if he's sprinkling coconut on pizza? What's next?
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And he was also the guy, remember we talked about if you got a COVID shot, vax and fries, and he was stuffing his fat face with fries while talking with food in his mouth and spitting all over the place about how you get delicious fries if you got a COVID shot. Man's disgusting, and he eats pizza with a fork and knife, too. That's another problem I have with this guy. I got a lot of problems with de Blasio, but coconut on pizza, you freaking kidding me?
I mean, the fork and knife for the pizza seems almost trivial now that we know that he puts coconut on it and eats it backwards. He was eating it crust first.
Yeah, what's up with that? Crust first. The crust is the great surprise at the end. It's the great, you've worked so hard, now you get to enjoy the crust.
You worked hard getting through that pizza slice.
Yeah.
By the way, we should point out that he posted this video basically as a troll, I guess. He wanted to generate attention for this Paisans for Kamala Zoom meeting that occurred. Did you see any of that?
No, and he's not Italian. He's a fake Italian. That's the other thing, too. He's not de Blasio. His name is like William Wilhelm or something.
So you're telling me
he's trying to get Italians for Kamala? Is that what you're saying?
I think he participated in it. It was called...
He's not Italian. He's a Fugazi. This guy, everything about this guy is a freaking fake.
By the way, his name is Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Yeah, Warren Wilhelm Jr. There's nothing Italian about this guy. And if he was Italian and he's not, they should take away his Italian card for sprinkling freaking coconut on a pizza.
Yeah, I don't think you can survive that. That's disqualifying.
Oh, you know what I had late night at the Grand Friday night?
What'd you have?
I had a cheesesteak. Man, was it good. Damn, was it good. Watching the Eagles game, having a cheesesteak at the Grand Hotel, phenomenal.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, with fried onions on it. Oof. Not like deep fried onions, but you know, the way we do onions and on cheesesteaks in Philly is great. Well, phenomenal.
While you were enjoying your cheesesteak, I was getting ravaged by mosquitoes in Jamaica.
Good. Good. It's what you deserve for taking off.
I deserve it.
You deserve that. Oh, and they even had it on a seeded roll.
Oh, that's
a
nice
long, time. Crispy seeded roll. It's delicious. Oh, I want one right now. That's what I want right now. Good cheese, solid cheese. Yep. And then I went out for dinner the next night, and I had a burger, and it was on a brioche bun, and I hated it because it's buttery.
What a treat. What a treat. A brioche bun. Nothing. Everyone likes brioche buns.
It's the lesser bun. We got to go back to Kaiser roll, not to bring up Warren Wilhelm, and, but we should a good solid Kaiser roll with sesame seeds is what a burger should be on. I'm sorry, but it should.
It's still a delicious bun, though.
It's nothing delicious about it. It's too buttery.
It's not too buttery. It goes well with the beef.
This is what happens when we don't eat.
I'm starving.
And then we start. Then the Oli Army starts posting meatball pictures on Twitter. This is, you see what happens now?
It's their fault.
Stickball Russ says he should point out that the Inflation Reduction Act directly led to higher inflation, and she was the tie-breaking vote to pass that. Her actions directly led to your economic pain. I agree. That's an excellent one. Let's see. Mike Ferran asks me, if Trump goes the way of saying it's a state issue on abortion, would that hurt down ticket? I don't think so. I don't think abortion is the issue that everybody thinks it is. I think there's a small percentage of the electorate that votes on that as top of mind. But we played this a couple months ago. There was this clip of a bunch of pro-choice voters in Pennsylvania who all agreed that they abortion is something they want legal, but it's not their number one issue. It's not what's driving them to vote. It's the economy, stupid. So I think for Trump's purposes, you got to just get out as quickly as possible and not linger on the issue. And that's where Kamala Harris is going to be, because it gives her the ability. Don't forget something. By talking about abortion, it also gives her the ability to avoid talking about her disastrous economic policies and the disastrous border policies and everything else. So, yeah, she wants to stay on that as much as possible. But every time you're talking about that issue, you're not hammering her on her record. This is, Trump is the challenger here. That's what the New York Times Siena College poll crosstabs tell me, that people view him as the change candidate. And he's the challenger. That's why I like the idea of calling her vice president, because it reminds everybody that this is her administration. She's not an outsider here. So every time that you are not talking about the disastrous policies of her administration, then she's happy about that. And that's probably also what they're working on in the war room, is how do you put it on Trump, thinking that he's going to spend time defensively responding, and then you just eat the clock. No, you eat up the clock until you eventually ding ding and the bell rings and, you know, it's over. Because you know as much as I do, she's trying to eat up the clock and get through this with minimal damage, and try to deflect as much as possible. So she wants to take Trump into places where he's going to spend time being defensive. That's why she's probably going to bring up January 6th. It's why she's probably going to bring up abortion probably multiple times. And probably bring up things like, you know, Trump wants to be a dictator on day one. Nonsense, you know, nonsense. But to try to get him on the defensive so that he's not putting her on the defensive. That is also probably something that she and her handlers are focusing on. Mike is in Flemington. Mike, your thoughts on the debate?
First, I think de Blasio fell out of a coconut tree. I think that's what happened with him.
well played, yes. Very nice.
My thoughts on the debate is, I agree with a lot of great comments, but, you know, you start referring to her as the better UN Secretary General, and you point out the fact that people in Lahani and Maui still don't have homes. People in East Palestine still live on poisoned land. People in Flint, Michigan still have lead in the water, and yet we're sending billions to the Ukraine. And we've given, over the last 3 years, we've given $2.5 billion to the Taliban. And you're telling me about women's rights and abortion? I think if you start referring to that and saying you'd make a great UN Secretary General, but America needs an American president who puts America first.
I think the America First thing matters a lot, Mike. I do. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. I think that
you
bet, especially with young people, too. The idea that we've got so much money going overseas to Ukraine is something that it absolutely infuriates them. Bill's in South Jersey. Bill, your thoughts. Thanks for calling back.
Hey. Good enough. I figure that abortion is going to be the hot button issue for her. He generally answers that by saying it's a state thing. He might want to consider going a little bit farther and say, Kamala, I've got a suggestion for you. Why don't you get all the 18 to 25 year old single women? They can bring their cats and go picket the state capitol to get it on the ballot.
See, you don't want to come across nasty to women who are undecided voters that have cats.
No, I was. I would. The last part of that with the swinging cats was
right.
A joke.
Right. I'm not a cat guy myself, but you don't want to alienate the cat people. I've gotten emails. They're not. They don't take a joke. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. I understand that. But taking it a step farther and putting the onus back on her that she should get organized and approach the states with the same vigor that she approaches him.
Yeah, I think you gotta just get off the abortion question as soon as possible, Bill. But I hear what you're saying here in terms of that, and she probably will. The sad thing is, she probably would turn around and, Bill, thanks for the call, and say, "Oh, we are organized and we are active because we know you're going to take away our rights and our freedom and our blah blah blah." Look, every time we're not talking about the economy or the border or the policies of this administration, I think you're doing her a service. You're helping her. So avoid doing that as much as possible, because she wants so badly for Trump to be on the defensive. And look, you know, one of the things that Trump has to be careful of, he has a tendency when he's put on defense to fight back and defend his record and his policies. I would immediately flip it around and go back on the attack, you know, go back on the attack about this administration and the policies and the record and what they've done. Because everything she's going to come at him last night, they've had the opportunity to do, and they've made it worse. It's not even a matter of why didn't you just do that for the last 4 years. You've made it worse. Whatever she talks about, helping small businesses, you've made it worse for small businesses with all your regulations. Cutting taxes, you made it worse for everybody with the inflation and the Inflation Reduction Act, which is not Inflation Reduction Act. And even Joe Biden admitted that that's not the right name for it. Everything you've done has made everything worse. Because she cannot get away with being the change candidate. And the more voters link her to the policies of this administration, the better. The better. That's why I personally like when she's referred to as Vice President Harris. Because you can't run from the fact that you are the Vice President of the United States of America. You just cannot run from that fact. Bill's in Pennsylvania. Bill, your thoughts on the debate.
Hey, Rich, I was right in there, too. Link her to this current administration. Call her Vice President. But I think President Trump should lead off with, hey, Kamala, hey, Vice President Kamala Harris, where is Joe Biden? You said he was sharp as a tack. You lied to the American people. How do you expect them to believe anything you've said?
Yeah, I guess the only downside to that, I would wonder, is what if she turns around and says, I didn't know. I thought he was okay. I don't know. I mean, do you want to spend time debating Joe Biden, or do you want to spend time debating her policies vis-a-vis really being in charge of running the administration? So you could do it from that angle. You told us Joe Biden was okay. We clearly know he wasn't. So now everybody knows that you were actually really running the show. So these policies are directly on you. You could do it that way if you
want. That's perfect. That'd be absolutely perfect. Exactly.
All right, Bill, thanks. We'll see how it goes. All right, last call on this from John in Berks County. John, your last word on this. Go ahead. Your thoughts on the debate.
There you go. Thank you, Rich. Hey, I did see you in June down at the Grand. It was a great time, and I hope to see you in October.
Good. Hope you'll join us for
quick,
it.
In regards to the debate, I'd just like him to smile. Give me a Reagan-type smile and thank the American people that he's met across the country. He was blessed that way. I can see Kamala coming up with a question on his infamous the black jobs. And I wonder if he can turn that some way and talk about terrible schools for the poor black kids.
Bill, John, excuse me, thank you for the call. I do hope you come out and join us October 11th. It'll be our next show in Cape May, all right?
Yeah, I think you owe me a couple beers, so I'll be there.
I'm sure I do. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. All right, excellent calls. Thank you very much for your thoughts. You've helped me tremendously because I'll be on America's Newsroom tomorrow morning on Fox News, and I would love for you to tune in tomorrow and do that. Andrew Kaczynski from the K-File on CNN is back with another attack on Kamala Harris. New on CNN, on a 2019 ACLU questionnaire, Kamala Harris said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained immigrants, decriminalizing drug possession, and drastic cuts to ICE, along with ending immigrant detention. Wow. So CNN again coming after Kamala Harris. If you remember last week, it was the same guy, Andrew Kaczynski, pointing out how Kamala Harris is now using clips of the border wall that Donald Trump had built in her commercial, saying she's tough on the border, even though she spent years and years trashing the border wall. So all this stuff is coming out. You really got to wonder why CNN is going here, huh? So this is the latest from CNN. I'll share more thoughts with you on that straight ahead. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks to the Grand Hotel for sponsoring our happy hour. Hope to see you there on Friday, October 11th for our Friday, not Friday the 13th show, Friday, October 11th. But listen, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. You hear me say that a lot. It's a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience, always doing what is right and providing you with the best possible price on a Volvo. You will love the treatment you get at Cherry Hill Volvo. And that's why so many people have been customers for life, just like me. I mean, we drive the XC90. I love driving the XC90. It's a beautiful family car. When we were on vacation recently, I'm telling you what, it's so nice to know that you're driving the safest seven-passenger SUV on the road, a ton of cargo room, all the room you need to go on vacation, and it looks great, too. It's a stylish, fast, luxurious car. And right now is a great opportunity to enjoy incredible back-to-school offers from Cherry Hill Volvo. You can lease the 2024 front-wheel drive S60, that's the sedan, for only $369 a month. Now, I got to drive that car for about 6 months. I loved it. It's super fast. It's made right here in the United States of America at their plant in South Carolina. And a 36-month lease on a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 is only $369 a month. Or a 36-month lease on an exciting C40 for only $369 a month. Down payment taxes and registration fees due at inception, except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Judith Yosef and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team look forward to meeting you. Remember, relationships do matter, and they pride themselves on that. So go see them today, minutes over the bridge on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And that's why people have been coming there, because they love the experience. You know, you're never going to get the high-pressure sell. Nobody's ever going to chase you off the lot until you finally agree to buy a car. Nope, that's not how they do things at Cherry Hill Volvo. And a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 a month. You can't beat that. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kind of a big deal, this CNN expose by Andrew Kaczynski. I mean, talk about what a whack job liberal she really is, a progressive kook. So, again, K-File, which is the people, they're the people that showed how Kamala Harris has been lying on the border, lying on the border wall. For years and years, she was against it with tweets and statements and everything else. And then she puts out this commercial. You've heard it probably on this station, as a matter of fact. And in the video of the commercial, you can see the portions of the border wall that Donald Trump built. And people are like, my God, it's CNN doing this. Why is CNN doing this? What's going on here? What's up with CNN? Well, now this guy, and I think what it is that this guy prides himself on being an absolute, I would say, investigative journalist. Like, he really does. And he doesn't seem to care about Kamala Harris and whether or not Democrats are going to be mad at him. He just wants to expose her because that's the kind of guy he is. So he tweets out the following. He says, on a 2019 ACLU questionnaire, Kamala Harris said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained immigrants, decriminalizing drug possession, and drastic cuts to ICE, along with ending immigrant detention. The Harris campaign did not answer questions from CNN whether she continued to support these positions and instead provided a statement attributable only to an unnamed Harris campaign advisor saying the vice president's positions have been shaped by 3 years of effective governance as part of the Biden-Harris administration. They declined to elaborate on what her positions were. They also provided a comment attributed to a Harris campaign spokesperson saying, as president, she will take the same pragmatic approach, focusing on common sense solutions for the sake of progress. Got it? So this is still with the whole thing of she's a fraud. Everything she says is a fraud. Everything she was for, she's now against. Everything she was against, she's now for. So she was against fracking, she's now for it. She was for paying for gender transition for illegal immigrants. She's now against it. That's it. That's the Kamala Harris test. If she was for it, she's now against it. If she was against it, she's now for it. That's basically it. I mean, that's basically what we're dealing with here with Kamala Harris. Man, I'll tell you what. She is such a phony. She is such a phony. And this is why when Bernie Sanders, you know, when Bernie Sanders comes out and says what he says, and Bernie Sanders is a guy who is another one who's a true believer. You know what I mean? He's a true believer. So he says that she's going to be a socialist. She's going to be a pragmatist, or I should say a progressive. Then he means it. Do me a favor. Can you pull up Lori and Ringo's for me? Because we're having a little bit of internet issues here for some reason at the event site. So Lori, how you doing?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
All right.
So, I would like to see President Trump just elevate his message to an inspirational level and talk directly to people, just cut through it tomorrow. And what I would like him to say, because this is him all over, I have a message for every American. I want each of you to prosper. And I have the experience to leave this country so that each of you can do that. And we all can. And you, and to prove it, you can look at my 3 years as president from, until through 2019, until COVID hit. And by any measure, we were doing well. He can cite some things. He doesn't have to go into a lot of detail and digress and go off everywhere. And you can also look at my experience before that, outside of the political world in Washington, as a builder, a creator, and a maker. And Vice President Harris, you've had 4 years, and everything your administration has turned to has fallen apart, and this country is in a much worse place by just about every measure. And you may be a very nice person, and you may be joyful. When people go to the grocery store and they have to put things back out of the cart, I have to do this, Rich, and I'm not, you know, I'm not totally struggling, but I have to make decisions now about what I can and cannot put in my grocery cart. That is not a joyful experience for any American. And when people have illegal immigrants in their, flooding their communities with crime, flooding their schools, millions of them, and that's on your watch, that is not creating joy for anyone. And you are not qualified to lead this country for another 4 years.
Lori, I like the passion. I like it very much. Thank you so much for the call. Good to talk to you again. Very much. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Yeah, look, you know, it's there are a lot of people struggling out there. There are a lot of people who are struggling in this country right now. And it's, I get Lori's point. I really do. Everybody's got to make choices in this economy. They do. And you know, another big choice people are making, it doesn't get enough attention, but it should. People that are choosing to have to stay in their homes, even though they want to get a bigger one, or they want to get a situation where they can move out of the city, for example, to that American dream starter home, and they can't. You know, they can't because they can't afford to do so because of interest rates or lack of inventory. So that's another choice people are making, and it's not a choice that they want to make. It's not a choice they want to make. For a lot of people right now, they're in a situation where they don't have the choice. They literally are stuck where they are. We don't talk enough about the housing market in this country, but it's a real big deal. The other thing too is I don't think you should downplay the effect. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. I don't think you should dismiss the effect of the Afghanistan withdrawal, the way our country looked with this administration. But little Pete Buttigieg tried. Little Pete Buttigieg today said he dismissed the accountability over the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, which killed 13 U.S. service members, as a political football. Remember, Kamala Harris said she was the last person in the room for that disastrous decision. I think there's a part of Americans just don't like to see America look bad on the world stage. We really don't. We just don't like it. I mean, 13 dead service members, awful, yeah, but also seeing the Taliban marching our stuff in the streets, knowing how we looked that day, I think Americans hate that. Tying Kamala Harris to that, don't underestimate the effect that has on a lot of people. Here's little Pete, cut 27.
Tomorrow, we expect the House Foreign Affairs Committee to release the findings of its 3-year investigation into what happened. How does Kamala Harris defend what we all saw?
First of all, of course, I haven't seen what's in the report coming out tomorrow, but I do have a question about what they're doing over there. If they've had 3 years to assess what happened, why are they delivering a report after Labor Day in a presidential election year? I think it really feeds into a sense that this is something they're using as a political football.
Tomorrow we...
How about this, Pete? How come they're doing all these prosecutions against Donald Trump in an election year? How come you don't have a problem with that? All these political prosecutions of Donald Trump in an election year. You know, a lot of people think that feeds into the idea that this is a political football. The weaponized justice system against Donald Trump. They're throwing it out there, pal. He's not my pal, believe me, he's not. No, it's good. It's good it's coming out tomorrow, and it's good that it'll be asked, hopefully, during the debate. But I don't think you should underestimate that fact. I think Americans really have a problem when their country looks bad on the world stage. All right, we got our fourth and final hour straight ahead. More to come, including Matt Walsh and my buddy AJ Rice with the White Privilege album. This is going to be great. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.